Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Tap In, the Arkansas Paranormal Network, coming to you from Van Buren, Arkansas. Hey, we've been on our way for a while. This is our first little broadcast that we've had. I've been probably pretty good on a while. I hope everybody out there can hear me, because I do not know if the system's working good enough or not. But anyway, all right. Well, I am getting through. That's good. I'm glad I've got people out there listening in the Facebook area. So, anyway, like I said, this is our first broadcast since we've had in almost a year. We've been kind of moving around, doing this, doing that. So, we're going to come back and start doing a lot more so of these radio programs. I thought I'd start out with this little program. Don't know how long it'll be. I've got a bunch of papers here to read. Bigfoot's been in the news here lately, and some of the craziest ideas that people are having about Bigfoots and what to do about them and all that. Well, it's not like we're having a big pandemic over Bigfoots attacking everybody, raiding the cities and stuff like that. And we got people that's out there giving big rewards for a Bigfoot, you know. I mean, go out and come on, be serious, people. Come on. They're just regular bipedal animals just like you and me. You go out and shoot one of those, kill one of those, you might as well just turn around and see the person. Hey, you know, that's why I feel about it. But anyway, some of the little stories that we have come up with. Back in 2019, there was a FBI release, a four-decade-old file on a Bigfoot inquiry. So apparently I found this on the internet just a while ago when we were looking things up. And like I said, this we've been away for a while, but we're trying to come back and do this radio program, Blog Talk Radio, for a while. As soon as I get my team up together, matter of fact, I probably have a couple more other guys that's going to join me in the near future. So I'm just kicking it off tonight to let everybody know we are still here. Hooray. But anyway, legends of a large ape-like beast can be found all over the world. Since the 1950s, the United States version of this has been Bigfoot. And since 1976, the FBI has had files on him. You believe that the FBI has had files on him, just like the UFOs? That year, Director Peter Ryan of the Bigfoot Information Center of Exhibits in the Dallas Origin sent the file about 15 hairs attached to a tiny piece of skin. Brian wrote that the organization couldn't identify what kind of animal it came from and was hoping that the FBI might analyze it. He also wanted to know if the FBI had analyzed suspects of Bigfoot hair before, and if so, what was the outcome. He gives a little picture nobody can really see of the Bigfoot hairs. And then here's a little, I guess, a report of the FBI files. And I really can't, my printer did not print it out worth a darn. Basically, what it's saying, they couldn't match it with anything on the long run on any files or anything like that. So I got the report. I'm going to frame this sucker, put it on my wall where everybody can see it. To be clear, there is not evidence that the FBI endorsed the exhibit of the Bigfoot any more than the U.S. military decades-long investigations and unexplained aerial phenomenon known as UFOs and the endorsement of the existing of aliens. That's what I was saying. All it means that the FBI did a favor for a Bigfoot research. Redford says there's nothing wrong with that, but it should be mistaken, shouldn't be mistaken for a government endorsement of the reality of Bigfoot. Even so, Bigfoot believers may be tempted to spin that way. They love the idea that there's a smoking gun in the FBI file, so look, Bigfoot must be real. Otherwise, the FBI wouldn't have taken it seriously. He continues, well, the FBI didn't send out a team to investigate to look for Bigfoot. They agreed to run a test on these hairs. To add more layers to what is already an unusual case, 93-year-old Brian doesn't seem to remember receiving the FBI response that the Bigfoot hair was actually deer hair. Because Brian has been out of the country for several months, since the letter of the vice president of the Academy of Applied Sciences, which was associated with Brian's Bigfoot organization, they wrote that he would give Brian copies of the report when he returned. Yet when the FBI released the Bigfoot file, which was exclusive about Brian's inquiry on June 5th, 2019, Brian reacted as though he was hearing that it was deer hair for the first time. So yes, FBI did do some samples, but it was just hair samples. They had nothing to do with investigating a Bigfoot. So it's kind of up to y'all on the discussion on the if Bigfoot's real or not. So we have our chat room up and running. If anybody wants to join us with the chat room on the Log Talk thing. So we got that going. And if anybody has anything to say about it, you can call 561-666-8428 and give us a call and give us your opinion. We are on air just for about 50 more minutes, so it's going to be a quick show about different things. Researchers claim to have found the body of a Bigfoot. What? No. There's Bigfoot seekers, including the Redwood City man who released a documentary titled Bigfoot Lives, claimed they may have the body of one and planned to release a photo or plan to release a photo and what they say is DNA evidence at the press conference. So the press conference is open only to members of the press, Matthew Ritten and Rick Dyer, Georgia resident who lead Bigfoot tracking expeditions, say they found the body of what appears to be a Bigfoot in the woods of northern Georgia, and will join local Bigfoot researchers Tom McCard as the news conference, according to report Robert Browers, who is a publicized the event. Browers' name is known as San Metro County, where he has been has made multiple bids on Democratic primary candidates for the District 12 congressional seat. I don't think you'll find that this is the real deal, Breyer says of the alleged discovery. Britton, a police officer of Clayton County, and our former officer are not saying exactly where the body was found and where it is now, Barrow says. Of course, they don't want nobody to know because they do not have one, period. It's just another story that they say they have one. It's probably not, probably something other. I see we also got Bigfoot sightings. Does Bigfoot live in the Berkshires? Could Bigfoot live in the Berkshire Mountains in western Massachusetts? A local rumor says that the Bigfoot lives or at least vacations there. Hey, they got to have a vacation somewhere. Why not in the Massachusetts Mountains? Read this, Bigfoot sightings, according, dating back in the 1765s, and they decided for yourself if it was near 10 p.m. on Sunday, August 21st, 1983, in a small town of Washington, Massachusetts. Four friends were enjoying a steak and chicken cookout near Camp Eagle and an abandoned Boy Scout camp on the banks of Felton Lake. It was a calm night. The camp had been abandoned since 1970, so there weren't many people in the area. Suddenly, though, the peace was disturbed by a strange rustling in the distance. Unseasonal chills pricked down their spines. Whatever it was sounded big, praying that that whatever had made the noises would leave them alone. They returned their attention to the campfire and got back to enjoying the night. When another 2 hours had passed, they could no longer ignore the rustling. Something big was out there, and the young friends wanted to know what it was. Eric Durant, 18, and Frederick Pardo, 20, set out to investigate. Just 100 yards later, they saw it. It stood on two legs. So silhouette on a trail in the moonlight, and it was huge. Durant told the Prescott Eagle a few days later, "I don't scare easily, but it scared me. Thought this is perhaps a most famous record of Bigfoot sightings in October Mountains, on October Main Mountain. It is certainly not the only one in October Mountain, so named by the famed new Eagle Ritten Arm Mineral because of its stunning fall colors, has been in the focus of the paranormal investigators' spooky documentaries, and eyebrow-raising stories. Of UFOs, tales of the strange creatures running among more recent sightings of a ghostly young girl hanging around her grave. There's no shortage of the lore here. And Bigfoot, well, he's a bit of a local celebrity. The two boys ran back to their campsite about an hour later. They and their friends packed up and headed out. They climbed into their car, flickered on the headlights, and saw it again, this time from the safety of their motor vehicle. They were able to get a better look. It was crouched down in the bushes with dark brown fur and eyes that seemed to glow in the car light. They estimated it to be between 6 and 7 feet tall. The creature was almost, but not quite, human. Six years later, another Bigfoot sighting circulated. A man had been hiking a well-traveled trail up in the mountain on July evening when they spotted a reddish-brown creature crouching in the bushes. As a rather experienced hiker, he was less startled than curious. He pulled out his binoculars, and just as the creature moved into the clearing, quickly became fear. The creature was covered in fur, but wasn't like any animal and the man had even seen. Its face slightly elongated with rather pointed features, with less fur than the rest of the human-like body. Its arms just a little too long to be normal. We're reaching into the bushes to move aside rocks in search of the bugs. The hiker was focused with the creature's treatment of the rocks. Each stone is picked up and was carefully stacked into a small pile. Apparently satisfied with the evening snack, the creature stood up. Its long fur arms stretched all the way to its knees, and it was as tall as, if not taller than, a human. It turned its head and slowly began to move back towards the woods. The hikers didn't stick around to find out where it was headed. He ran. The first record of account of this Bigfoot was in 1765, when a group of explorers in the Great Barrington area unseemly chill pack. Anyway. That was just kind of a little information there. So, well, we still got 40 minutes, so it's kind of up to y'all if y'all believe the Bigfoot. I mean, I get several, like, to push some pins on some of the people around these areas that is putting, it's okay to go hunt this thing and kill it. So, what's next? You can go out and be okay and kill somebody? I just don't see it, man. I see it if it was overtaking the world or overtaking your city or causing problems. Yeah, maybe. But just because. I mean, you're going to hurt people that's actually out there doing research. The media is going to come out there and these guys are going to be doing their hollering and stuff. And then bam, bam, they got somebody. So anyway, it's one of those things that everybody should really look and say, hey, is that, really? I love to go out looking for Bigfoot and all the evidence and stuff, We have a group called ARMS Team, the Arkansas Redneck Mystery Solvers, and that's what we do. We go out Bigfoot, UFOs, you name it, that's what we go to. Mostly Bigfoots. Hey, I love doing that. But I don't have to now have to worry about an idiot down the road that can have to actually shoot this thing mistaken that me as a Bigfoot, bam, we could be shot just because some idiot has passed the law that you can shoot a Bigfoot. Yeah. You know, I don't, that is, I could say it if it was a pandemic going on with these things attacking your family and attacking your towns and overtaking this and overtaking that. But you don't know them, things resist. That's what it's all about. But anyway, so I kind of enjoy what I'm saying about the Bigfoot thing. Appreciate the lead comments and stuff. Give us a big thumbs up on the radio thing, and we'll do more. Still got about 30 more minutes left on our radio show, and guess what? I ran out of literature. Thought I had enough, but apparently, nope, not enough literature for that. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for joining me today. Like I said, this is actually the first broadcast that we've had in a while, and I hope everybody can join us again in future time, because we will be having more people on the radio, or on the Blog Talk Radio, to do this in the near future. I am getting it all set up where we all can join in, and you never know what we'll come up with. So, I know I'm scheduled for an hour, but I want to tell everybody, thanks for listening. Thanks for joining. Give us a big thumbs up. Follow us, and we'll see you next time right here on Blog Talk Radio. Happen, the Arkansas Paranormal Network. And we'll see you next time. Be careful out there. Be safe. And good night, everybody.